other groups, and just trusting God in the result, not holding on to that group in a closed environment. That was real hard for our people. We have 24 groups now, and 14 of them are multiplications. So I have seen God break through some of those barriers, change the hearts of our people, and on the larger congregation to begin to draw people to these groups.
In her role of overseeing the church's community groups, Marcia has worn many leadership hats: participant in a group, leader of a group, and coach of cell group leaders. As such, she's been part of a group that has recently birthed another group. Here is her perspective on what transpired.
When you're a group of 10 or 12, and those people know you're sick, or they know you've had a death in the family or a birth in the family, they're there to celebrate or to commiserate with you. And the larger church may not know of some of the things that are going on, like your son that just made A-team and all that kind of thing. And so for me, just to be with a group of people that cared about me, that knew me intimately, that I could be honest with and had to be accountable to grow with them spiritually and watch the changes in their life and watch what God was doing on a weekly, consistent basis has been a marvelous experience that I wouldn't trade for anything. Then we found, as we grew bigger and bigger, that it was time to multiply, but then the actual doing it was going to be harder than we thought, because we loved these people and we would miss them. And we knew that we could have reunions and we'd see them at church, but it's not quite the same. So we went to prayer about it, and the excitement of the total vision was still there, but then the feelings could get in the way. And we just turned that over to the Lord, and 1st of January we went ahead and had our multiplication into two groups. Now, my group that continues to invite, it's not unusual for us to have anywhere between 2 and 8 visitors each Friday night. But we're already talking about multiplying again, and we've bonded the way the first one did. God's really been faithful to that, and we're still close to the original group. We have reunions with them already. It's only been 2 months, and we've had 2 or 3 occasions that we've drummed up to have reunions. So they still have the excitement. We're just a bigger circle to love. They're ready to do it again and just multiply the grace. We don't allow the word division, and we don't allow split or break the group up. It's multiplying God's grace, and that's exactly what He has done.
3 years ago, the church had a few nurture-type small